We're going to sit with vetiver essential oil for a bit together. And if you have some handy, you might like to apply it to two different points at the beginning of this meditation time. If you don't have any with you, please don't worry. But if you do, go ahead and grab it now and take a drop out and divide that drop between two fingers. I'm using a vetiver that's diluted to 30%. At 100%, it's quite thick and very, very strong. And then you can take one finger and hold the vetiver at the towards the end of your tailbone. It's if you slide your finger just slightly down into the crack of your butt, and you can kind of hook your finger just lightly, just under the major protuberance at the end of your sacrum. And then you take the other finger and apply that other drop, just setting that finger on the top of the crown of the head at point GV or DU 20 on the very top of the head. And just lightly holding those fingers there. And again, if you don't have the oil, don't worry, you can still choose to hold your fingers on these points if you want. Or you can simply rest your hands comfortably, calling in the spirit of vetiver. Not only of the plant itself, but particularly that spirit as it coalesces into the essential oil. Calling on beloved vetiver, stabilizing, nourishing vetiver to work with us in this time and to reveal to us exactly what it is that it would like for us to know, to see at this time. And holding your fingers on those points, feeling the connection up and down through the center of the body, through the GV channel on the back of the spine, holding until you feel a nice connection all the way up and down. And as you feel ready, you can release your fingers if you've been holding those in place. I'm going to take a little bit more of the oil and just dab it a little bit under my nose. Sitting quietly and still with vetiver. Feeling the stabilizing force of this beautiful oil move up and into the center of every cell, every joint, every organ, and feeling the stabilizing and the knitting together, the knitting effect. can feel any thoughts that you may have that have to do with a sense of worry that's rooted in any kind of insecurity that you may not be doing enough, that you may not be making enough, that you may not be delivering enough or doing a good enough job, being a good enough person. When you find your mind sort of releasing those thoughts out ahead of you, as if you have to constantly lean in to catch up to these places of lack or of insecurity, simply allow this stable, nourishing and regenerative force of vetiver to creep up like a strong vine and just grab hold of that thought, that insecurity. And as the medicine of vetiver moves in to any place of insecurity, it's simply not there anymore. It's not a problem. And you find yourself dropping more and more steadily into your body, more and more steadily into your belly, into your bones, leaning back both literally to some degree and also energetically within yourself with ease, sensual ease and comfort. Resting back into that strong yet very easeful position within yourself. Like the great, majestic, large cats of the jungle, the jaguar, the cheetah, the leopard. If you've ever seen them lounging atop a rock with great, great power and strength, ready to move in a split second, and yet there's nothing in them that is extended, overextended from a place of deficiency or of lack or of insecurity. They're simply lounging back like the king or queen of the jungle, totally at ease and languid in their tissues and their joints, muscles strong, bones strong, senses aware, but not hyper aware. Allowing vetiver to enter into the center of your being, and bring in and activate this masterful position within yourself. This position of strong ease. Allowing the medicine of vetiver to seep even deeper up through your feet, in through your crown, deep into the center of your spinal column, and reaching any hidden, tucked away thought forms, belief structures, that have at their center a fundamental insecurity or sense of not enough, not enough, not going to be okay. Those places where you extend yourself in a hyper-regulated way, preparing yourself for something not to go well, not to be right, to be insufficient. Allowing vetiver to penetrate with its deep, stabilizing, nourishing roots into the center of every one of those beliefs as they have been created and exist through your personal history, but also as they exist through your own ancestral lineage. Those bundles of insecurity, of fear, of lack. Let the medicine of vetiver to go to all of these places now. Within your body, within your mind. You might feel it enter into a particular area of your body where the grips of insecurity over time have affected your physical joints, your muscles, your tissues. Let the vetiver go deep into these places and nourish and rebuild and restore. might feel the vetiver travel into places, spaces within your psyche. Places and spaces hidden behind doors and other doors. Insecurities, layered upon insecurities, and all of it layered upon fear. Deep, fundamental, even primal fear of not being okay, of not being strong enough, of not having enough, of not being supported. A fundamental fear of death, of no longer existing in this physical form. Allowing vetiver to travel into each place in the psyche where it's needed right now. Thick, viscous, nurturing quality of vetiver can coat and repair any place within your nervous system now that could use it. Any place of frayed and worn nerves, any of the dendrites or the axons. Any of the myelin sheath that surrounds any of the nerves. May they all receive this rich repair right now. Rectifying lineages of hypersensitivity. Relaxing even more deeply into that power of the extraordinarily strong jungle cat of the Black Panther. Feeling the deep ease within your flesh. And also the quality of presence of you, deeply relaxed and infused within your material structure, your material form. And noticing, feeling, acknowledging that incredible interpenetration of you as spirit, you as consciousness, in each cell, in each structure, in each organ, in your own bones, the interpenetration of you as spirit in this physical form, here and now. past places in your body or mind that are holding resistance or tension. Resistance or tension that is deeply held and unconscious, but nevertheless connected to fear, to insecurity. Just simply letting that melt. And as it melts, it's fortified simultaneously with the structure and the strength of vetiver, replacing the old and insecure questioning structures with the stable force, power, and strength of vetiver. Letting go a little bit more deeply into your own strength. Letting go a little bit more deeply into the strength and the steadiness of the Mother Earth, which holds you right now. Feeling that beautiful viscous flow, the flow of the fluids in your body, but also the flow that moves in between all spaces and all things. It's the essence of flow and of ease that connects everything to everything within your body, within your mind, within your soul. Feeling and knowing the convergence of that extraordinary flow with the extraordinary stabilizing force of Vetiver, both stable and flowing, both strong and easeful. Feeling those gifts of the Earth Mother, feeling the gifts of Pachamama in your belly, in your bones, the echoes and the truth of her in every cell and in every non-cell of your being. And in closing, ask Vetiver if it has anything it would like for you to know at this time. Simply listen, feel. As you're ready, only as you're ready, you can emerge again from this meditative space. But keeping and taking with you this medicine of Vetiver, and know that these changes that have happened, they are with you. They are real. And you can remember the words that Vetiver shared with you, or the pictures, or the feelings. And call on its medicine anytime. And if you'd like to remember, not forget the words, or the pictures, or the images that Vetiver has shared with you, please take a couple of minutes now to write that down in your journal or on some paper. Deep gratitude to you, to your soul, to your plight in this human form at this time. And also deep bow to our beloved Vetiver.